WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Less than 1% of Bryan School District voters turned out during the 2 weeks of early voting on whether or not to increase the property tax for maintenance and operations by 2 cents to access $3 million in state money. On our show, School Board Vice President Mark McCall was asked if voters say no.
If it fails, then obviously we'll leave a lot of money, back in Austin, and that's okay.
McCall says some of the increased funding will go towards special education.
We've had some issues that we know we need to address, and so within special ed, there are some state increases, TRS, the teacher retirement system. Requires more.
After 368 of more than 49,000 registered voters participated in early voting, tomorrow's general election voting sites are the Brazos Center, Arena Hall, and the Brazos County Administration Building. The city of Bryan is still working on getting private utilities to move overhead lines at the sites of street projects. Public Works Director Jason Barfneck provided an update on our show about negotiations with Frontier Communications, the former Verizon, and Suddenlink, whose corporate owner is France-based Altice.
One of those projects is St. Joseph's improvements around 29th and Villa Maria. We still have some poles there with wires on them. BTU has moved their facilities. We need to get those poles out of the way so that we can then open the road and complete that project. But we have those utilities on those poles, and until they relocate into the conduits, then we can't move those poles.
Dr. Barfneck says the overhead lines have to move underground because the city does not have the right of way to relocate utility poles. The annual Celebrate the Arts fundraiser for the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley exceeded all expectations.
$170,000 in that night, which is amazing.
CEO Chris Dyer says their fundraisers are combined with contributions from local governments to fund local arts programs in the Brazos Valley.
And the cities have really stepped up for the past couple of years. So this year we're going to be able to award well over $400,000 directly to arts, culture, and heritage organizations in Bryan College Station. And also we do a Navasota program, and it's just really exciting.
Dyer says most importantly, more than $20,000 was raised again for college arts scholarships. The U.S. House has passed its version of the 2018 federal budget. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan hopes Republican leadership in the Senate can follow suit.
More of a near-term feature of the budget is that it has what we call reconciliation instructions to allow us to pass tax reform in the Senate with just 51 votes. Again, having to wire around those stupid 1800s era filibuster rules in the Senate. So those reconciliation instructions become the rail car that we'll put tax reform on in order to be able to get it through the House and the Senate.
Flores, during his weekly Washington update, hopes the legislation will be approved by the end of the year that balances the federal budget in 10 years, along with reforming the federal tax code. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6 at 74 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. And close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Bryan Broadcasting.
Hey, good morning. Right at 6:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure is in control of our weather for today. We'll enjoy lots of sunshine. Temperatures will be somewhere between 90 and 95 later this afternoon. Overnight, we'll cloud up with the chance for a stray shower. By morning, we're 60 to 65. It'll be partly sunny, breezy, and much cooler for tomorrow, high 70 to 75. Clear tomorrow night, comfortable 55 to 60. Sunshine and pleasant for Wednesday, with highs around 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Oh, wow. It was a rough day in sports. I've come to talk with you again. In the state of Texas yesterday. Will forever go down as Black Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. As not one team, not one from the great state won a game. We'll talk a little bit about that. The Cowboys and Texans came up short. So did the Stros, but never fear. There is tomorrow. There is today. So it's Monday. So we can look forward to that. And, of course, the Aggies did come up short against Alabama, albeit a really, really close matchup on Saturday, a lot closer than a lot of people expected. We'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin, as well as take our trip around Aggieland, several other sports in action, all that more coming up in sports.
All right, tomorrow, you understand, tomorrow the high temperature is going to be 23 degrees less than today.
Ooh,
I mean,
it's a little tease, though.
Yeah, get over it.
Because it's going to be warm again.
Yeah, by Friday we get back to 90. But I mean,
but it's okay.
How
That's
does
okay.
that happen for one day?
I don't know. Super bizarre. I was printing out the weather this morning for all the studios, and I thought, huh.
Texas, Scott.
Yeah.
Well, does it have anything to do with the hurricane?
Nate.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
North winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 20 miles an hour.
Whew, breezy. Yeah.
Now, one of the things that happened is the football team from Alabama had to get the hell out of Dodge Saturday night.
Yep.
And I had heard that if the weather, because this had to do with Nate, if the weather had gone toward there and they couldn't fly in, they were going to have to spend the night somewhere tonight, Saturday night. Well, can you carve out another, I don't know how many rooms
that's
they need.
That's true. That's a big chunk that you've got to block off.
Because, I thought about that. I went, well, that's great. There could be the truck stop in Hearn.
Even though that's the wrong direction if they're going to Houston.
I know, but the idea is, find something. Well, that's right. They may go to Navasota. Hey, we got some hotels. We got an easy lodge in Montgomery. You can stay there.
I'm sure that Nick Saban could find them some nice commodities. I'm sure he knows somebody who has a house that could house all
Airbnb.
That's right.
Airbnb that bad boy.
Put together some Airbnbs, and you could do that. But so a lot of rain over in Mississippi, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And by the way, LSU was playing in Florida, so LSU had to fly right over it.
Yeah.
In order to get back to Baton Rouge, because one of their beat writers shared a picture of the radar.
And
And it was a line or whatever where LSU's plane was going to have to go.
Yeah.
And it was right over everything.
Even Aggie Volleyball played Mississippi State yesterday.
Yeah,
and Mississippi State wasn't sure. It was here. But Mississippi State wasn't sure if they were going to be able to get home.
Yeah. Anyhow, so rain over there and and that brings up the Texas legislature is just. Anyway, we'll talk about that in about a half an hour. Let's take our attention to Washington State, where Silverdale man, of course we all know where that is, charged last week with a fatal wreck. Had a count of unlawful possession of firearms added on Thursday to his case after investigators found two semi-automatic rifles in the trunk of his car. Here's how it happened. Washington State investigators were led to the trunk of one Michael Keene's Honda Accord, not that that matters, after listening to jailhouse phone calls. Okay, he's a convicted felon.
Mm-hmm.
He asked two guys, including one of them being his son, to go get them rifles so that that could prevent him from getting into further trouble with the law.
Yeah, because that's how that works.
Exactly. In the trunk, investigators did in fact find the AK-47 and the AR-15. Wow. He's jailed and charged with vehicular homicide because of an accident that happened there. But then he told investigators that he'd become frustrated by the speed of the car in front of him. And since he had taken, quote, medication hours earlier, including medication to treat his depression and anxiety, he got angry and got into the accident. So then he calls his son and says, get them rifles out of my trunk so I don't get in further trouble, when in fact, as soon as you go into jail, they explain to you they're going to be listening to your phone calls.
Oh, well, okay. He forgot to listen during that part.
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
So aside from that, Well, everything was just fine.
Yeah, of course.
We've got new emoji news from Apple today.
Okay.
They're putting out some they're putting out emojis that no one will use.
All right. That's nice.
New Mexico State is going to let their students pay off their parking tickets in unusual ways.
Okay.
Are you listening, Texas A&M?
Yeah.
Maybe some options there for that, but again, it's New Mexico State.
Unusual ways being what?
Well, it's called a tease.
Oh.
We're going to talk about it later.
Information.
After we've done all the birthdays.
Welcome to radio.
And today is such a special day. A food and drink combination celebrated, well, in a lot of college towns. We'll talk about that in a minute, too.
I can't wait to hear.
I know. Well, you'll have to. Well, of course, you're paid to stay.
Yeah,
so
that
does make
too.
A difference, too.
From the Clyburn Gold to major masterpieces, we will hear Russians Unravel, Box Brandenburgs, and an epic season finale with the Texas Tenors in the BVSO's 36 years of outstanding live performances. Don't miss a single concert in our 2017-2018 season of Tenors and Titans, sponsored by CHI St. Joseph Health. Visit BVSO.org or call 696-6100 to order your season tickets now. Opening concert October 22nd with the Clyburn Gold Medalist.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com. Today.
Hey, 617 News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's October the 9th. It's a door rattler. It's one of those where you walk up and the door's locked because it's
Columbus Day.
I forgot about Columbus. Happy Columbus Day, everybody.
Well, and that's, you know, so I went to look and see if I could have gotten y'all a gift. I didn't for Happy Columbus Day. And sure enough. Here's a T-shirt. It says, Happy Columbus Day. Has a ship. It says, let's celebrate by walking into someone's house and telling them we live there now.
Yeah. Someone tweeted out yesterday, and it said something about celebrating Columbus Day by walking into the store and just taking whatever I want. Might not want to do that.
And then calling people the wrong name.
Well, yeah.
Or thinking they're from the wrong place.
Exactly. But what's also interesting is, of course, we all learned it. Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492, right? And we don't even know that today is the day, okay?
No.
They just kind of threw something out there and said, all right, let's go ahead and make this the day.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it is Leif Erikson Day.
Oh, Vikings.
Which is kind of interesting because they're saying that was the guy who got there first, really. And so they may as well give that to him. So he's got that going on for him today. It's Native American Day.
What?
Something tells me that came up a little bit.
They're piling on.
To answer Columbus.
Yeah, one more time to make it not a really big day.
By the way, Scott, Columbus Day first became an official state holiday in Colorado in 1905, federal holiday in 1937.
Well, so blame Colorado.
Yeah,
so
they're the ones.
Okay.
Well,
because that's close where Columbus landed.
Exactly. Super close. Colorado has everything to thank him for.
It is National Kick Butt Day.
Yeah. Kick butt.
Observed annually on the second Monday in October. This is the day that you give yourself a kick in the butt.
All right.
Your own seat in your pants. That way you achieve the goals that you want
to.
Okay. You could actually go to hashtag National Kick Butt Day if you'd like to. There really isn't any.
I'm on the work computer, though.
No, yeah, you better not do that. National Online Bank Day. All right, if you want to do that.
Yeah, because all the banks are closed.
Yeah, I was about to say you don't have much of a choice.
Moldy Cheese Day.
Ew.
Yeah.
National Chess Day. Yeah, probably not. Okay. And are you ready? It's Beer and Pizza Day.
Yes!
Beer and Pizza Day.
What or a great Monday. Combo.
I had no idea. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I guess there are different ways to celebrate, but I figure you can probably come up with those yourself.
Mm.
All right.
Well, and Scott, you forgot. What? It is Thanksgiving Day in Canada.
Really?
Yeah, that's
yes.
Right. Wow.
Yes.
So I wonder why that is.
I'm not sure. Well, yeah.
Because
I'm
on
not
November 24th or the last Thursday in November, they're all snowed in.
That's that probably
true.
Right. They can't get out to
celebrate
get that
earlier.
Stuff.
Yeah.
The, Well, because, I mean, the way the story we have is that our pilgrims were thankful for having survived, right? And so they had this big feast.
Here we go. You ready? Do you need an explanation?
Here's our Canadian explanation.
So long before the Europeans settled in North America, festivals of thanks and celebrations of harvest took place in Europe in the month of October. So the very first Thanksgiving celebration in North America took place in 1578 in Canada when Martin Frobisher, an explorer from England, was in search of the Northwest Passage and ended up in Canada.
Well, okay. Yeah. You got that going on. All right, we got birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Scotty McCreery turning 24.
Oh.
Country music star.
Yeah,
won American Idol.
And
really
just
voice.
Came out with a new song recently.
Did he really?
Yeah, because he had like his first hit after American Idol and then kind of went away for a while.
All
but
right.
Yeah, he's got something new on the radio.
Well, if that ain't interesting. Zachary Ty Bryant's turning 36. He played Brad on Home Improvement.
Yeah.
So for the oldest
brother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was a soccer player. Brandon Routh, Ruth. He's turning 38. Mm-hmm. He's the Superman. He's also Adam on the Arrow spinoff.
Okay.
DC's Legend of Tomorrow. Chris O'Dowd is turning 38. Now, I guess he's Irish. He played Kristen Wiig's boyfriend in Bridesmaids.
All right.
Oh,
he's
okay.
He's been in a lot of HBO shows, too.
Officer.
Yeah, he's been in Girls. He's pretty funny,
okay.
actually.
Yeah, he was.
Nick Swardson used to be funny. He's turning 41 today.
lost his writers?
Yeah, he's just one of those hanger-ons to Adam Sandler. He's in everything Adam Sandler does.
Yeah.
Sean Lennon is turning 42. That's John and Yoko's baby boy.
Okay.
Now, oddly enough, today is also his daddy's birthday.
Ah.
So, and he would have been 77 today. So, John Lennon would have been. Steve Burns. Turning 44, he was the original host of Blue's Clues.
And
then he left, and we don't know what happened to him.
Okay.
Guillermo del Toro is turning 53. Now, he's a writer, director, producer. Pan's Labyrinth, Blade 2, Hellboy, Pacific Rim.
Sure.
So a bunch of kind of like sci-fi films. He's also got a movie coming out in December, The Shape of Water. A chick falls in love with a sea monster. So.
Awesome.
What?
Keep that on your radar. That should be pretty good.
Okay.
Scott Bakula, we were talking about him the other day. He's turning 63.
Yeah,
of course, he's on NCIS New Orleans.
Good piano player, right?
Yeah.
Done a lot of stuff, really. Yeah.
John O'Hurley, another good piano player, by the way, turning 63.
That's Mr. Peterman.
Mr. Peterman from Seinfeld, and he won the first season of Dancing with the Stars. Or no, he lost.
Oh.
Kelly Monaco won the first season of Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
Tony Shalhoub, Monk, he's turning 64.
Okay.
Been a lot of good stuff. Sharon.
Did y'all ever watch Monk?
Yes.
A couple of times.
Wow, what
not a lot.
Odd show.
He was a great character.
Yeah, he was great in it, though.
He really was.
Great actor. Sharon Osbourne turning 65.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, her and the Osmond are back together now.
All right.
And Jackson Brown is turning 69.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years.
So, turning 69, also running on empty.
Yeah.
And he and Daryl Hannah had a very... strained relationship.
Yeah,
so there you go.
Yeah.
And that's all I've got for birthdays.
Robert Wool, who's a pretty funny guy, graduated from the University of Houston. He was a sports agent on a show on HBO, I think, for about 2 years, which was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Remember I know that? What you're talking about. Yeah.
And Mike Singletary, Hall of Fame football player. I got to cover him when he was at Baylor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Told an interesting story. He said the guy who changed his life was his high school speech teacher.
Oh, wow.
At Houston Worthing. He said, prior to that, I would settle arguments with my fists. And he taught me the way that you do that is you do it with words.
Okay.
And if you ever heard the guy, he's really amazing. He became an inspirational speaker. He was not a successful football coach, but well-educated, well-spoken. He was the guy I'd always interview. Because you know, you can find
you got
that,
good interviews.
Find
from
that
him.
Guy who can
right.
really answer
right.
questions.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
On top of the fact that he's a great player, but he said it was his high school English teacher who taught him that he should fight his fights with words rather than fists.
Yeah, I'm pretty a big cool. Mike Singletary fan. I
For
like
sure.
him a lot.
6:24.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so Democrats, the media, desperately hoping the NRA would put themselves in a position of defending bump stocks. That's the device used by the Vegas shooter to make his rifles fire at a higher rate or higher cycle rate. Well, guess what? Sorry to disappoint. It turns out the bump stocks won't be the wedge issue Democrats are counting on with the NRA. The NRA has said, no, they don't support them. Well, that's not going to stop those on the left that think that America should not have any guns, like Michael Moore, calling for a repeal of the Second Amendment. We don't have to worry about Michael. He probably has five security guards everywhere he goes. The rest of us, well, you fend for yourself.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right, I recently gave my home a facelift. I did it the best and simplest way possible. Brand new blinds from Blinds.com. Now, you always get free online design consultation. Every single order gets free shipping. And guess what? Their prices, they're unbeatable. Now, let's say you accidentally mismeasure. You pick the wrong color. They will remake your blinds for free. They make it so simple, so easy. And now through October 24th, get huge site-wide savings at Blinds.com. Promo code Hannity for an additional 5% off. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
Miles of piping, thousands of elbows, hundreds of valves. In the complex network of piping at your facility, heat loss happens, and you're paying for it. Covering the pipes, restricting heat loss, is the mechanical insulation. Piping insulation saves energy, money, and ultimately, greenhouse gas emissions. Creating a solar field isn't the only way to save fossil fuels. For a network of mechanical insulation experts, visit isaveteam.org.
It's time for the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. There's fun for all ages with a carnival, rodeo, shopping, and awesome concerts, including a Saturday performance by the Disney Channel star Sabrina Carpenter, Friday headliner Kevin Fowler, and Sunday stars La Energia Norteña. Exciting rodeo action and a carnival plus awesome concerts and so much more. Only at the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. Visit BrazosValleyFair.com for details or call 979-821-1450.
Hey, good morning. It's 626 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, oh, we are such wusses. A whopping 85% of North American office workers say it's important for their employer to provide technology that lets them work from home, according to a study published last month. Yeah.
I don't have a microphone at home, unfortunately.
74% would leave their current jobs for one that allows them to work remotely more often.
Imagine doing the show from bed.
It would be. See, and the thing is, you know, then you spill a drink on yourself while you're talking, and it just...
Or your dog starts barking.
That's right. Yep, that's exactly right. And so, actually, I forget what the circumstances were, but they made arrangements for me to do the show from my house for about 3 days.
Oh.
And it worked. I mean, it was fine and all that kind of stuff. But it just gets thrown off because, same thing. You know, I sit down and then the dog wants to jump in my lap when I'm trying to read something, and it wouldn't work, at least for
us. We
go
on live location to Scott.
And the thing is, this was like 15 years ago. And so
we're in different studios. We might as well just do it from our own houses.
Sure. I mean, that way you think about that. That would be an okay thing. You know, a real old story.
Until you come like to one of us and we're asleep,
right,
in our beds.
The sports stars in Dallas a long time ago were Frank Lieber and Vern Lundquist, mm-hmm. and they used to joke about the kind of perks that they got. And Frank Lieber was on KRLD, which is a news talk station up there. And one year it came time for the renewal of his contract. He said, "I think I want to do the show from home." Boom,
boom.
That was it. That he did it. Like the last 8 years from his house.
Wow.
Really? Yeah, yeah, which is, again.
Yeah, no, I don't think I really, I like to have to come to the office.
But what we do here is different.
Oh,
it's social and all that kind of stuff. If you're, you know, if you're right there and you are in that that burlap farm where you've got your little cubicle and that's kind of drudgery type stuff and you'd like to be able to be, you know, home, then mm-hmm. that'd be nice. Or if you have a long commute, I can see that. With tech companies including Amazon and Dell and Adobe were listed among FlexJobs' top 100 companies offering remote jobs in 2017. Other companies included IBM and Yahoo back in 2013 made headlines for calling remote workers back into the office. See, so that's not good. But just having the right stuff, and again, most everybody does in the world that we live in, have the ability to get all the information you need right in front of you, so they're saying, why not be able to do that?
I mean, I do a lot of prep work from home.
Sure.
Like last night, you know, I was waiting for that game to finally end.
Yeah, yeah.
Between the Texans and the Chiefs.
Went forever.
Took forever.
But for instance, salespeople,
I mean, you could do some of that, but you
have
to be...
Oh, they're never in the office anyway.
Well, that's true. All right, hey, let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com if you hadn't heard it earlier this morning. Hey, we got a change coming. It's going to be 93 today, and we're going to have a heat index of about 102. Yeah, I know. But then tomorrow, the high is 70. The high will be 70. With north winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour and gusting up to 20 miles an hour. But then it starts to warm up again. Wednesday's okay, it's 78, but we're back up to 87 by Thursday and 90 by Friday. And looking on into the weekend, it looks like we'll have high temperatures right around 90 as well. But get this one little day of reprieve tomorrow. Right now, winds are out of the southeast at 7, 94% relative humidity, overcast skies is 74.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Beauty company Dove has been forced to apologize for yet another body-positive campaign gone wrong, this time one that offended women of color. A three-second Facebook video clip showed a black woman taking off a top to reveal a white woman underneath. The advertisement was called out as racist on social media by consumers who also criticized the label on Dove's Summer Glow Soft Shimmer is suitable for normal to dark skin. The company said it deeply regretted the offense the video caused and it removed the spot. Fed by a growing U.S. obsession with breakfast smoothies and antioxidant-rich fruits, berry farming in Mexico is fueling one of the biggest disagreements in the talks to redo NAFTA that resumed this week. The value of Mexico's berry crops has grown more than fivefold over the last decade to an estimated $1.3 billion. Farmers in the South complain that their Mexican rivals enjoy unfair advantages, including low-cost farm labor and subsidies in a year-long growing season. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
I have some auditing and forecasting for you two robo-accountants. Can you have it done Friday?
We never sleep, Mike.
Or take breaks, or sick days.
It's official. Robots have entered the world of accounting, and certified management accountants have mastered the 11 most critical practice areas in business, which means they'll be the ones calling the shots.
So then you'll have it done Wednesday.
No, Friday.
We need a couple of days to get in the zone.
Friday.
The CMA certification. You've got to earn it. Visit CMAcertification.org for details.
To help explain how fast it is to make Bob Evans' original mashed potatoes, here are a few things you'll never need again. One, a potato peeler. What is this, the Navy? Two, Grandma's recipe. She's gonna be so mad. Three, patience. What's that? Because Bob Evans' original mashed potatoes are made with whole milk, real butter, and are ready in just 6 minutes. For rich, homemade taste for the whole family, find Bob Evans in the refrigerated section of your grocery store. It's farm-fresh goodness, full of flavor.
Bob Evans down on the farm.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Wildly successful was one description of last month's Celebrate the Arts fundraiser for the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley.
We had right at 600 people attend this year. That's a significant bump from the past. Our live auctions did amazing, but most importantly, we raised over $20,000 again for college arts scholarships.
Arts Council CEO Chris Dyer says overall the annual event generated $170,000 for arts programs in the Brazos Valley.
That can be anything from our Reflections program, our Art for Life program, our Artist Connect program where we're in the schools. And we use some for operations as well because, frankly, that's how we get things done. Mm-hmm.
Combining their fundraisers with donations from local governments, Dyer says the Art Council will be distributing more than $400,000 to member agencies. Over 2 weeks of early voting in the Bryan School District special election, turnout was less than 1%, 368 out of more than 49,000 registered voters. If voters say no to raising the property tax rate for maintenance and operations by 2 cents, School Board Vice President Mark McCall says they leave behind $3 million in state funding.
We've committed as a board that we will, if we need to, dip into our rainy day fund and bring it in. But again, we'll have to continue to look at ways to cut.
McCall on our show says he wants BISD to maintain a strong balanced budget to continue the district's new teacher incentive pay program.
Bring them up to the equity and go beyond. It's an incentive type program. Investing in our principals, making sure we have strong campus leadership in place to maintain a strong teacher growth.
Tomorrow's Election Day voting locations are at the Brazos Center, the Brazos County Administration Building, and at Arena Hall. Three awards were presented at a recent small business forum in Bryan, sponsored by Governor Abbott's office and other state and local agencies. The governor's office presented the Small Employer of the Year Award to Scamardo Produce and its retail store, The Farm Patch, and a small business award went to CC Creations. The Research Valley Business Development Center presented its Dream to a Reality Award to Bob England. A federal appeals court has ordered the Cinemark movie chain to accommodate patrons who are both blind and deaf with specialized interpreters.
The case involved a Pennsylvania man who wanted Cinemark to provide a tactile interpreter for a screening of Gone Girl 3 years ago. Tactile signing is a common means of communication used by people with both a sight and hearing impairment. The court ruled Friday that tactile interpreters are covered by the Americans with Disabilities Act, but the Texas-based movie chain can still get off the hook if it convinces the court that providing the interpreters would cause an undue burden. The interpreters can cost several hundred dollars per screening. Paul Chambers, TSN News.
Two private utilities and the city of Bryan are still involved in figuring out who will pay for moving overhead lines underground at the sites of several street projects, including the area of 29th and Villa Maria by the CHI St. Joseph campus.
Suddenlink is involved, but they seem to be more cooperative than Frontier is right now. Okay. So we had some communication last week. I think there's some discussions about an agreement to be done, and then we still haven't worked out on who's paying for what. Right now, we're paying to put the conduits in. We have on the St. Joseph job, and we are for the Villa Maria job just because we needed to move that project down the road and get it advanced and moving it along because the street was coming. So contractors putting that in, we're paying for that now, but we had expect Frontier to reimburse us for that.
Public Works Director Jason Barfneck on our show says the city has not decided whether to eat the costs of moving Frontier's lines or pursue reimbursement from the company that owns a local phone service once operated by Verizon. Federal tax reform is part of a federal budget bill that has passed the U.S. House. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan was asked during his weekly visit on our show if the Senate will change the House plan to have four federal tax rates.
I think we're going to see a change before it actually moves forward. The agreement we have with the Senate and the White House, when I say we, the leadership in the House and the Senate and the White House have all agreed there's going to be one tax plan moving forward. And so last week we rolled out a framework, but the framework had some areas that were not fully defined, and that way our rank and file members have a chance to put their fingerprints on tax reform so that they take ownership so that we can get it across the finish line and not have the potholes in the road that we had with health care.
Flores says one of the potential issues is a possible fifth tax rate for high-income families. He also says the House budget plan calls for a balanced budget in 10 years. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 74 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. That number is 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Bryan Broadcasting.
A&M United Methodist Church means family to me. It gives our family a place to worship, pray, and serve together. We love how people of all ages participate in the services and programs. My husband and I are both teachers, but we know how much we have to learn about love, forgiveness, and raising our kids in challenging times. We are so thankful to be members of A&M United Methodist Church, where we experience the joy of God's family every day.
I'm Pastor Preston Greenwalt. Come be a part of our family this Sunday at A&M United Methodist Church.
Think of the things that unite us. Round here, football, family, lending a hand to a neighbor in need.
Because when we're united, we're stronger, better, and can get more done. That's why Sioux Falls Prater and Brazos Valley are uniting. This November, we'll be United Ag and Turf. This means bigger selection, more availability, and great deals on John Deere tractors. Right now, get special savings and low financing on John Deere compact tractors. Brazos Valley and Sioux Falls Prater will be United Ag and Turf, united with you and your land.
Hey, good morning, 640, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Time to check a little bit of weather, and it's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference. Here's the weather.
We have high pressure overhead with lots of warm weather, but cooler temperatures are headed towards the region. Sunshine in 90 to 95 this afternoon. Clouds night, maybe a brief shower as a cold front heads our way. 60 to 65 overnight. Clearing, breezy, and a lot cooler tomorrow. High 70 to 75. Tomorrow night clear, 55 to 60. We'll have sunshine Wednesday, and it's warmer. Wednesday afternoon, the highs are up closer to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I hurt myself today to see.
It was a bad day, a bad Sunday in Lone Star Sports yesterday. Not one team, unless you were playing church softball last night, not one team won yesterday.
Professional team.
Professional team. Yeah. Both the Cowboys and the Texans lost, as well as the Astros. We'll go over some of that. However, the Aggies, the Aggies lost Saturday too, but they looked pretty dang good against the top-ranked team in the country. We'll hear a little bit from Coach Kevin Sumlin, as well as this week's matchup against Florida. Also, some other games going on around Aggieland. All that and more coming up in sports.
That's it. Well, so what they're saying, if you talk to the Trump people, is that well, now we have a grown-up in the room under the new chief of staff, John Kelly. It is a much more orderly and aligned West Wing, according to Mick Mulvaney, who's the budget boss there. And I think the president is extraordinarily well served by that. And more importantly, he likes it.
Trump tweets.
But that doesn't keep him from getting the phone out.
Absolutely not. So yesterday, there's a little beef going on with him and Senator Bob Corker.
Yeah.
He tweets, "Senator Bob Corker begged me to endorse him for re-election in Tennessee. I said no, and he dropped out. Said he could not win without my endorsement. He also wanted to be Secretary of State. I said no thanks. He is also largely responsible for the horrendous Iran deal." He continued, "Hence, I would fully expect Corker to be a negative voice and stand in the way of our great agenda. Didn't have the guts to run." And then, if any of you were watching NFL yesterday, yeah, you may have noticed there was some controversy with the vice president as mm-hmm. he chose to leave one of the games, the Colts game that he went to, because some of the players kneeled during the national anthem.
Right.
So President Trump said, "I asked VP Pence to leave the stadium if any players kneeled, disrespecting our country. I am proud of him and Second Lady Karen," and just saying that he was happy about that decision.
Okay. So.
And then let's move on to hurricanes. FEMA and first responders are working hard yet again on Hurricane Nate. Military helping, very much under control. And then let's move to this morning.
Oh,
he decided to tweet, "Our country has been unsuccessfully dealing with North Korea for 25 years, giving billions of dollars and getting nothing. Policy didn't work." And then one more tweet about 30 minutes ago about the VP. He said, "The trip by VP Pence was long planned. He is receiving great praise for leaving game after the players showed such disrespect for the country."
And the world is full of watchdog groups. This one called the Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics, which could be anything. But apparently, they are reacting to Mike Pence walking out. The group tweeted out, in all caps, by the way,
"Yelling, I'm yelling."
Yes, right. "Can we just make it through a weekend without this administration abusing taxpayer dollars with jet travel?" See, they report that CNN reports that the aircraft that Pence took cost over $42,000 an hour to operate, meaning that trip cost upwards of $250,000. Hey, CNN, don't go there, okay? Don't start. How many times to have any number of presidents from both parties
right.
traveled when they didn't need to
oh.
for all yeah. sorts of reasons? Okay, yeah, I agree it's a waste of money, but now this is all you can come up with.
Yeah, I mean, people need to realize just how many frivolous, you know, trips and things like that that all the presidents
Clearly.
Have gone on to, you know, that have wasted taxpayer money. And again, I agree with you, that doesn't mean it's right. Two mm-hmm. rights don't make a wrong. And, you know, I will argue that Obama's no longer in office, you know. So
sure.
if you're looking at something and you're saying that's not right, we shouldn't be wasting taxpayer money, there's only one administration in the White House right now, and that's who you need to be complaining about. I'm not big on them wasting taxpayer dollars to, and it, all things considered, it seemed like it was a pre-planned
right.
thing that he was going to be walking out because,
mm-hmm.
you know, the 49ers are playing.
Yep.
Everything got started when the 49ers, and even though he is, you know, attending his home state's team, the Colts, and it was Peyton Manning. They retired his jersey. They had
sure,
Reggie
sure.
Wayne there and Jeff Saturday. But yeah. So, anyways.
All the optics. It's about the optics. Yeah. It is about the optics.
By the way, one tweet that Chelsea didn't mention that Trump had tweeted out, this was 12 hours ago. Nobody could have done what I've done for hashtag Puerto Rico with so little appreciation, so much work, exclamation point. And I'm not knocking what the president's done for Puerto Rico.
Okay.
I think that the U.S. has helped Puerto Rico quite a bit, actually. But what I've done?
Yeah.
Right.
He does want to take, yeah. Well, of course, he jump-shotted paper towels to firefighters and
first responders.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have that big of an issue with that. It was the joke that he had made, the bad joke about, oh, well, now our budget's out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the time.
Yeah.
It's not the time. Well, I don't even know if any time's the time.
Ever is the time.
But that's like going to Houston and saying, oh, well, you know,
Y'all screwed up.
Right, because of the hurricane.
Exactly.
I mean,
our fault. You're right.
There's people that are living out on the street without
mm-hmm.
power, without food,
mm-hmm.
without water. Don't make the joke about that.
And let's go into that because it's amazing. There's a story in the Houston Chronicle yesterday that not once, not twice, not three times, but four different occasions during the legislative session, there was an opportunity to pass a bill that never was heard in the Texas Senate. What that bill would do is, in the event of natural disasters, force local governments to go back in and reappraise property.
Interesting.
Now think about that.
Yeah.
There are 300,000 homes that have been damaged, some destroyed, by a natural disaster. Should those counties, those school districts, those cities be able to get the full taxable value of those houses that are uninhabitable? Of course they shouldn't.
Mm.
But that never was brought to a vote in the Texas Senate. Man, I read that yesterday and just went nuts. Now, as if those people didn't have enough to worry about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, the county tax assessor collector, the people from the school districts, the people from the cities are going to go, well, I know your house is appraised at $250,000. I understand you can't live in it right now, and it's stripped down to concrete and studs, but we still want our full money because, quite honestly, we can't afford to go back and reappraise at a lower price. Well, that's not the homeowner's fault.
Right.
Ah. Anyway, that's your boys and girls over in Austin.
Mm.
And I think, really, you can pin that pretty much on Dan Patrick. Pretty
yeah.
much on Dan Patrick because he wouldn't bring it to the Senate. Okay, real quick, Steve Wynn on Fox News yesterday. Steve Wynn owns a lot of hotels. He's saying there were some red flags that were out there.
The scenario that we're aware of would have indicated that he didn't let anyone in the room for two or three days. That would have triggered a whole bunch of alarms here. And we would have, on behalf of the guest, of course, investigated for safety. And it would have been a provocative situation. I'm sure that the same is true at other hotels. But in this hotel, a 24-hour, a 36-hour do not disturb on a room is a predicate for investigation.
That's pretty stunning right there.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation. I don't know if you can blame that on the staff. And yeah, maybe there should have been warning signs and that it was 36 hours. But who really takes a double take? Like, say if it's housekeeping, are you going to take a double take when somebody has a do not disturb sign on? You just pick it up and move on, right?
And this is Steve Wynn, whose hotels are now going to be checking the baggage, the luggage of the visitors who check in, which is a major step to take, there's no doubt. They probably can do it a little more efficiently by going, you can go on up to your room and we'll send your bags up in a few minutes type of thing, rather than make them stand in the check-in. But he's decided to take that point of view, and I'm sure that there are probably other hotels now are going, not only in Las Vegas, who are going to look at that situation and say, yeah, we need to make sure that if there's a do not disturb sign for more than X number of hours, that we need to at least call the room, knock on a door, and find out what's going on.
Oh, so. And I just now, I was about to just offer up, well, why didn't they have, you know, why not make the windows where you can't open them, but the window was closed, right?
Yeah,
if I'm not
was.
Mistaken, he
yep.
broke it.
Yep, there are some hotels that have a little place to bring fresh air in if you want to, but it's at the base. And yeah, they do that for any number of reasons, but you cannot open those windows in those hotels. Okay, about 9 minutes till.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 14th, learn about landscaping and plant selection to attract butterflies. Butterflies are an important pollinator, and it begins with selecting the right plants to attract them. This class will discuss ways to increase your attraction this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Put some spring in your bloomers, gardener. It's time to set out those flowering plants that will give you color this fall through the winter and well into the spring. We've been blessed with many fine sources, and all it takes is a little planning beforehand. Spring color starts now. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's hardback. Every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Let's start with your choices in spring color plants. There are three basic categories. You have annuals, perennials, and you have bulbs. Each brings its own special merits and charm to the garden, and each deserves space in your plantings. Most will do best in full or nearly full sunlight, and all need good drainage. You'll want to prepare the soil carefully before you start planting. Mix in several inches of organic matter, whether you're dealing with a clay or a sandy soil, and rototill to a depth of 8 to 12 inches. Concentrate your color plantings, as you should also do during the summer, in spots where you want special attention. That means that you'll want a planting near the front door or around the patio. Use them where people will see them. Mask colors for the best effect. Rather than planting a big bed of pansies in a mixture of colors, use all of one color or mix two contrasting colors uniformly throughout the bed. You'll get more show in much less space. Remember also that brighter colors seem to come forward visually, so they'll draw the eye from much greater distances. Darker or pastel colors seem to make a landscape larger since they don't pop out visually. You want to plan for a full season of color. While some bulbs may only bloom for a couple of weeks, annual flowers will bloom for months. Know your plant's probable blooming time before you plant, and then try to develop a sequence of flowering for your various beds. Hopefully, you'll always have something in flower. Try some of your color in large pots. Not only will it give it special emphasis to the plantings, but it also will allow you to have color in places where maybe you couldn't have done so otherwise, such as within entryways, on decks and balconies, and in window box gardens. You'll also be able to move the pots into the garage during periods of unusually cold weather.
Annuals that you might want to plant now include snapdragons and pinks. That's dianthus, Iceland, and California poppies, flowering cabbage, and ornamental kale, and primroses. The best all-around color for cooler parts of Texas would be pansies, hands down. That would be violas as well. Concentrate on the smaller flowering types for the best landscaping show, and throw in a bed or border of violas just to top it all off. If it's spring flowering perennials you want, candy tuff, violets, oxalis, ajuga, shasta daisies, iris, the various evening primroses, galardias, coreopsis daylilies, and purple cone flowers. That's our program for today. I'm Neil Sperry. Fall is the time to compost in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning. It is 6:55. Some quick high school football scores from Friday night. A&M Consolidated saw its perfect record snapped, falling to Temple 28-20. Bryan edged out Navasota 38-37 in overtime. College Station blew past Waco University 62-14, and Rudder dropped one to Waco 35-6. Allen Academy came up short to Alpha Omega 83-47, and Buffalo blasted Bruceville Eddy 38-15. Well, Fighting Texas Aggie football rallied late, but in the end it just wasn't enough as the Maroon and White fell to top-ranked Alabama 27-19 Saturday night. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin following the loss.
There's no moral victory in this deal. You go in that locker room, everybody's, you know, when you play that hard and you play that long, nobody's happy. You know, the challenge for us is, as I said, was to get in here and go back to work the way we've gone back to work every Monday to get better. And we lost the game, but as a team, we have gotten better every week. And there's a lot of things that we can learn from tonight that can help us the rest of the year.
Freshman quarterback Kellen Mond had another solid performance, throwing for 237 yards and a touchdown to go along with another score on the ground. Now, if you'd like to get more of Coach Sumlin's take on the loss, as well as this Saturday's game against Florida, tune into the Coach Kevin Sumlin radio show tonight from 7 to 8 right here on WTAW. Grace Piper found the net in the 109th minute, and 19th-ranked Aggie soccer edged Georgia 2-1 yesterday afternoon in Athens. The victory is the sixth straight for the Aggs, who improved to 10-2-1 overall and 5-1 in the SEC. Meanwhile, on the volleyball court, the Maroon and White got back on the winning track yesterday, sweeping by Mississippi State 3-0. The Houston Astros will have to wait a little longer to pop the champagne following yesterday's 10-3 loss to Boston. David Price pitched four scoreless innings of relief as the Red Sox staved off elimination with the victory. Game four of the best-of-three series is this afternoon at 12:08 at Fenway. Meanwhile, the New York Yankees avoided elimination after blanking the Cleveland Indians 1-0. Masahiro Tanaka tossed seven solid innings for the Yanks, who will host the Tribe for Game 4 tonight at 6:08. Meanwhile, in the National League, the Nationals and Cubs try to break out of their 1-1 tie when they meet up this afternoon at 3:08 at Wrigley, and the Dodgers look to cap off a sweep of the Diamondbacks when the teams duke it out in Arizona at 9:08. Well, the Dallas Cowboys welcomed the Green Bay Packers to town yesterday, and Aaron Rodgers was doing Aaron Rodger things.
Second down, low snap, picks it up. Same play, fade, left side, grabbed over the shoulder, caught by Devontae Adams. Touchdown, Packers, with 11 seconds to play.
And the Cowboys had taken the lead with a minute 15 seconds to go, but that was too much time for Rodgers and company as the Pack marched down the field to score the winning touchdown and beat the boys 35-31. Now, Dallas falls to 2-3 on the season despite a great outing by quarterback Dak Prescott, who threw for 251 yards and three touchdowns to go along with one score on the ground. Now, down in Houston, the Texans were unable to overcome early injuries to defensive stars J.J. Watt and Whitney Mercilus as they fell to the Kansas City Chiefs in a shootout, 42-34. Coach Bill O'Brien says the injuries hurt, but that's not an excuse.
I thought we competed until the end, and the next guys are going to have to step up and play. You know, we have to do a good job coaching and scheming, but that's the National Football League. Guys get hurt, and you have to, the next guy in the team meeting room at that position needs to step up.
Watt, a three-time Defensive Player of the Year, suffered a tibial plateau fracture, and it's not for sure how long he'll be out. Meanwhile, Mercilus left with a chest injury. However, quarterback Deshaun Watson continued to shine. He threw for 261 yards and five touchdowns in the loss as the Texans fall to 2-3. Tonight, things head to the Windy City as the 1-3 Chicago Bears host the 2-2 Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff is slated for 7:30 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
You're invited to the 22nd Annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball, Saturday, October 14th at Silver Horse Ranch from 6:30 p.m. to midnight. Enjoy an evening of live music by this year's headliner, recording artist Rich O'Toole. A tasty dinner, signature cocktails, live and silent auctions, games, plus tons of other fun you'll have to see for yourself. Support the American Cancer Society. Save lives by helping people stay well and get well in the fight against cancer. It's the 22nd Annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball at Silver Horse Ranch. Go to BrazosCattleBaronsBall.org for more info.
Here's some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. About 93 for a high today, but guess what? Tomorrow the high is 70 with north winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour. But it'll get warm again by the time we get to the end of the week. 74 right now, WTAW.